Hello and welcome to the Jazz Podcast Album Preview Show. Today we're listening to Freddy Gavita's brand new debut album, Transient. Freddy is described by London Jazz as being a respectable married man in his 30s. His album launch was actually last week, the 19th of April, upstairs at Ronnie's, but the album officially comes out on the 28th of April, so if you like what you hear today, then you should go and buy it. There is a tour in the offing as well. But of course, if you don't like what you hear, stop the podcast and don't buy the album, you won't be offended. At least, I won't be. Now we've established the ground rules, let's talk to Freddy about his artistic masterpiece. So, Freddy.
Hello.
Hello. First of all, there's a new segment for this show, which is called "Who the F*** are You?" And then you have to tell us who you are.
I don't know.
Well, what do you play?
What do I play? Apart from the fool,
yes,
the trumpet,
beautiful,
and occasionally some flugelhorn.
Yeah.
But more the trumpet, really.
Yeah,
in all sorts of environments.
If I described you, I would consider you to be a young, up and coming jazz trumpet player.
Oh,
in your
very flattering
mid-20s of profound potential and excitement.
I'll take young and up and coming. I have to challenge you on the mid-20s. I'm afraid.
Oh, phew.
I know. It's a fiercely contested issue on gigs, actually, as many people are taken in by my baby face.
I was going to say you have a lovely, like, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer style baby face.
Thanks. Yeah, the assassin.
That's the one.
The baby-faced assassin.
Foot of jazz.
But, yeah, no, people are often very disappointed when they find out that I'm actually 31 and not some kind of child prodigy. And they're like, oh, we thought you would. Oh, never mind. It's always a bit sad, but my wife actually got me a t-shirt that just says I'm older than I look on it. But I don't wear it very often because it's probably a bit. But there we go. Very silly.
So we were just listening to Strimming.
Oh, yes, Strimming the Ham.
Is that the full name of the track?
That's the full title, yeah.
Great. Tell us about it. Tell us about the band.
The band is Tom Corley on piano, Masterful Tom, Callum Gourlay on the double bass, and James Madron on drums. And we formed in 2007, I think.
Wow.
Actually, it was with Kit Downs was on piano to start with. But Tom's been doing it for probably about 7 or 8 years, I think, or something. So it was while we were at college and Callum and James and Kit and I were living together, studying at the Royal Academy of Music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was originally formed for an end of year recital.
Yeah.
And stuck with it, really, which is good. And Tom, as Kit's teacher, was an amazing addition to the band and has proved sort of integral to the sound of it, really.
Yeah.
So he's killer.
Absolutely. That's a really long time for an ensemble to have survived already. And also,
yeah,
quite a long time from starting to this your debut album.
It is. I sort of been, it's always been a little bit on the back burner, my own band. So I've done lots of things with other people in the last 10 years or so, and kind of very much been a side man. But I was kind of lucky enough about a year and a half ago to be given a regular late show at Ronnie's.
Yeah.
At Ronnie Scott's, which has been brilliant.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it with my band, and it kind of got me a bit more excited about it, because it's always tough, as many musicians will tell you, actually getting a gig for your own project sometimes.
Yeah.
And I went through a phase of doing it and got some stuff together and got really excited, and then forgot to carry on while we actually had the gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were over, and I thought, oh, you know, I've done it, haven't I? Oh, you know, there's nothing left. And you have to be constantly on it, even when you're busy playing, to make sure that when you're not playing, well, that it doesn't stop, basically, that just because you're playing, you're not still trying to sort of create opportunities and make things happen. And that's kind of what this is about, really, trying doing the record and trying to really bring my own band and music more to the fore of what I do as a trumpet player, rather than being so much of a sideman.
Yeah. So let's have a listen to Yarning.
Oh, Yarning.
Good choice.
Got very Partridge-y then. Sorry. yes, I like it. That's a few years old, that one. 5 or 6 years old, I think, when I wrote that. No, I wasn't 5 or 6 years old when I wrote it. That's not what I meant. But yeah, it's a good tune. I like it.
So tell us about, are all the tracks yours?
Yes. Yeah, all original compositions, mainly inspired by little incidents or moments or people or just silly things that people say that kind of capture my imagination and kind of led to pieces of music. But there's not really anything in my repertoire with this band that doesn't have some kind of silly backstory, so some of them should remain private. So some of them are very sort of kind of in jokes that they're almost not really worth sharing with an audience very often, just because it's, you know, only funny to you, really. So
yeah,
I try and keep some of them to myself, and some of them are definitely worth sharing, I think.
Oh, cool. Is there any that you particularly want to share?
There's one that I dedicated to Ethan Iverson, which is a bit later on in the record. And I actually, I was very lucky to go on the Blue Note cruise a few months back. So we were on this cruise ship around kind of Puerto Rico and Haiti and all these
places. That sounds really cool.
It was really cool. And the Bad Plus were on the boat. And I took a few copies of the record with me, and I gave one to Ethan Iverson, and he said, "Oh, there's a tune with my name on it." Said, "Yes, there is. This is for you." And I told him the story of what happened, and he thought it was hilarious. So basically, I had not really heard much of his music, and it was when I was living around West Hampstead, and I actually used to live on a road called Iverson Road, which was quite interesting. And I thought, do you know what? I've always heard about this guy, and he's got a very interesting blog as well that I was reading. And so I thought I'm gonna finally take the plunge, and I think I got hold of a Billy Hart record that has him on, and I put this on. I was like, this is great. And then opened, basically, I was listening to the music and opened my curtains and was looking out, and for some reason there was just an enormous porcelain cow in the street, just opposite my house, with and then a guy fired up a sort of an industrial lawnmower, and there was just all this crazy stuff going on, and it was all a little bit weird. And so, and that was my first sort of, and even Ethan Iverson's piano introduction to this tune was kind of the background to all of this madness. So that was basically, I sort of wrote this other thing to kind of capture the weirdness and the darkness of what was happening at that moment, and dedicated it to him.
So the porcelain cow,
Yeah.
where did that go in the end?
I don't know. It was there for about 7 hours, and then it kind of disappeared overnight. So somebody obviously just thought they needed to leave it somewhere, but it was like life size. Yeah, very odd.
Wow. So let's have a listen to Pull Your Socks Up. This is a very sort of cheeky little tune. I like this a lot. So, do you remember when you wrote that tune?
Yes, I wrote it as I think it was for my final recital at the Academy, actually. So that one's probably one of the oldest ones that we play.
Did it go down well in the
I think so. I can't remember now. Well, I passed,
That's
so
good.
the tune at least passed. I don't know whether it got any higher grade than that, but basically the inspiration was my year four teacher and at school, and I had a bad experience and on the football field, and she basically just said, "Oh, Freddie, you're going to need to pull your socks up if you're going to do better. If you're going to do better than this," I was kind of worried about what my socks really had to do with how well I played, or so this phrase always stuck with me, and it kind of seemed like a kind of aptly cheeky little turn of phrase to go with that tune. So
I love it.
that's how it ended up being called that.
I remember we played football together in Regent's Park a few years
Oh,
ago.
yeah, that was good. Do you remember I was
Yeah.
prolific
You
that
were
day?
prolific. You were unbelievable. You definitely have pulled your socks up big
I have.
time.
I felt like I'd pull, I think I scored something like 7 out of 8 chances that day.
Yeah.
I think I was like the Grant Holt Grant Holt, I don't know if you remember him.
He's a Norwich player. Yeah.
Yeah, he was my... he was the guy that I sort of modelled my footballing style on, you know.
Yeah.
Probably going to push someone over. Probably, you know, maybe a little bit more desire than ability. But, yeah, you know, hopefully still rising to the top.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, I did. That was a good day, that.
Yeah,
I think I never played again after that, actually. I think I broke my knee about 2 weeks later and haven't played since.
But oh, my God.
Yeah, you've got to go out on a high, though, haven't you?
Absolutely. I've had to retire from cricket for similar reasons. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I just keep getting nailed every time I play.
Yeah. Well, we're getting old.
We are. Definitely. So let's finish with... oh, crap, I lost my list. Let's finish with Turnaround.
I didn't write that one. Oh.
Turnaround, this is an awesome tune.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I do. This album is an absolute steaming affair.
Oh,
I know.
That's very kind.
Nobody's ever asked me to review an album, and it's because I haven't got anything intelligent to say.
Ah,
and you can't write steaming affair on your, like,
I think you could.
Stuff. Okay.
Steaming with the Miles Davis... Quintet, is that one? No, it's not, is it?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No, there's what, relaxing, cooking, ironing.
I like that. I like the cooking.
Cooking
with induction heaters.
Indeed. I'm glad you like it.
Tell us about it quickly before I stick it on.
Which one is it? Oh, Turnaround.
Turnaround.
So this is dedicated to Richard Turner, who was a fantastic trumpet player, who unfortunately passed away, I think, 5 years ago this year, actually.
I'm making a film about Richard.
Are you?
Yeah, I announced it on one of those shows a couple of weeks ago. Not that anyone, you know, that doesn't, like, cause a tidal wave of shock announcing anything on a jazz podcast episode. But, yeah, I'm working with his mum, Christine, and trying to... piece together loads of videos of him as a kid and growing up.
See if I can find some stuff.
Yeah, if you've got anything, I would love it, because obviously my whole film is going to live on stuff that's already exists.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Do go
Indeed.
On. So well, this is Richard, dedicated to him.
Yeah, Richard was 2 years above me at college and was just, as you know, a very influential figure in a lot of ways on the London scene, and was a great, great, and was really kind of, I would say, probably cracking something quite unique as an approach before his untimely passing.
Yeah.
And it was just so fresh, and he had that great band Round Trip, and there was a few things that he played on some of those gigs and records that I just loved, this kind of approach to playing with intervals. So I tried to write something that was kind of reminiscent of Richard's kind of way of putting phrases together, and almost part of it as a challenge for myself as well, to learn how to do it. because I think about him almost every day anyway, because it's kind of hard to forget people like that, and so just something to try and kind of commemorate Richard and all that he did really for the scene and for me, and yeah.
Oh man, that's absolutely wonderful. Well, what an amazing what a tune to finish with then. Yeah, this is Turnaround.
Great, thanks.
Freddie, thanks so much for coming on the Jazz Podcast to tell us about your album.
Not at all. Thank you for having me.
Sweet. We look forward to all buying a copy.
Yes, you should all buy one.
We will. I'll do some kind of hypnosis.
Episode. Like Austin Powers.
Yeah, yeah.
He did hypnosis, didn't he?
In what audio hypnosis?
Not. I think he did it with his eyebrows.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'll think of something similar.
Cool. Yeah. Cuz they can't see your eyebrows on the radio.
No, true. That's a problem for me.
Silly Billy.
All right, Freddie, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Speak to you soon.
Great. Speak to you soon.
Love you lots.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Jazz Podcast Album Preview Show. We'll see you on Friday.